And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, many of us were so excited to see actress Debbie Morgan on the hit show on Starz Power that we all love so much.
Yes.
And we have been celebrating her talent since we first fell in love with her on All My Children. But now she is sharing a part of her personal journey, Tom, that is difficult to hear. She talks about the impact of physical and mental abuse in her life and how she was able to overcome that pain in her new memoir, Monkey on My Back. I'm going inside her story with the lovely and talented Debbie Morgan. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Jackie?
Really, really well. Thank you for being here to talk about such a difficult chapter in your life. Now, many of us know abuse can be passed down from one generation to the next. And you say in your book that in your family, it went all the way back to your grandmother. What kind of abuse did she suffer?
Both physical and emotional abuse. I tell a story in the book where my mother, when she was a little girl, there was 9 siblings, and they were always they would always stand out on the porch on the weekend and look to see when my grandfather was coming down the road and run in the house and grab his shotgun and hide it because, you know, he'd come in making threats, you know, shooting his gun and and so that was the first thing that they would do, run and get the shotgun and try to hide it. But you know, when I did Roots, we used to sit around and listen to Alex Haley tell all these stories, and he would say, you know, it's very important that you talk to the elders in your family so that they can, you know, keep you aware of what your history was before they passed on. And I would think about the fact that from a very little girl, all I ever heard from my, you know, my mom, you know, my aunts, just everybody in the family was, you know, how physically violent my grandfather was on the weekends when he got drunk and would come home and beat my grandmother. And my mother said through the week, Monday through Friday, it was like you could hear a pin drop in the house. I mean, he was like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But come Friday night, all hell would break loose.
And how did that impact? Because you also say in the book that your mother suffered abuse as well.
Yes,
what was that like? And
yes,
did you witness that as a child?
Yes, she. Did I witness it?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. For me, there were just 2 occasions though when I actually saw the physical abuse happening. Because a lot of times, you know, it's not like my father would do it right in front of me. You know, I would be in my room or in my bed. You know, and what was so horrifying to me were the sounds, you know, the glass shattering, furniture being knocked over, my mother's blood-curdling screams. I mean, all of those sounds were so horrifying. There was once that I was peeking through the keyhole because we lived in, like, this railroad flat. And, you know, my bedroom was at the end of the apartment, and next to my bedroom was the kitchen. And so once I was looking through the keyhole and I saw him, you know, dragging my mother across the floor. He threw her into the refrigerator. And it was just a horrible, horrible night. And because my mother and my parents had come from the South, you know, when they were very young, they didn't have any family. We were living in New York, which is where I was raised. They were living in New York. And so it's not like my mother could run to, you know, a family member. You know, she didn't have many friends at that time. So she'd run and hide in the boiler room in the basement of, you know, of our building, you know, to get away from my father. And also, it was the sounds, Jackie, but it was also after one of these horrific nights, my father would go and he would put on like some forlorn, like Ray Charles song or B.B. King. And for years, I couldn't stand hearing songs sung by Ray Charles or B.B. King. It took me a long time to even go see the movie Ray.
Wow. Right, because it would take you back to
that. I could not stand hearing
that
music.
But Debbie, I would imagine that witnessing that as a child, that you would say to yourself, I'm not going to let that happen to me. But it did.
Oh, Jackie, let me tell you, unless you're going through a lot of therapy and go through all of that psychoanalysis stuff and really start to unfold and pull back the layers of that sort of thing, you would see how it happens more often than not. Because first of all, you know, children emulate what they see. Their parents are the first role models. So many times in homes where children are being raised with domestic violence, those children often become not only the abuser but the abused. There were 9 siblings in my mother's family. 4 of the 5 girls married abusive men, and 3 of the 4 brothers were abusive to their wives. So it happens a lot, which is one of the reasons that I wrote the book. I wrote the book for myself, of course, because it was a real catharsis for me, but also because I really, so much attention, which it should be, but so much attention, you know, is paid to the woman, to the victim. I don't think enough attention is paid to the children who grow up in these homes, and for parents to realize how imperative it is to get a child out of that house. When I first started writing the book, and I would read passages to my mother, the first time I did that, she just broke down in tears. And I thought it was because I was taking her back to that time and she was reliving some of those moments, which were so terrible. But what she said to me was, she said, "Do you know it is not until this very moment that I ever realized the trauma that this was inflicting upon you? I never even thought about what this could do to you as a child. I just kept thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to get away from this man and before you and your sister, you know, have to be raised without a mother?"
So how did you decide to stop the cycle?
Well, it wasn't one thing. It was a combination of things. Mm-hmm. Probably what was the seed and the turning point for me was probably my second marriage, which was the most... because I had been physically abused before by a boyfriend, but the second marriage was not physically abusive, but it was so emotionally abusive that sometimes it felt probably even worse than being hit.
And that was your marriage to Charles Dutton?
Yes, it was.
And you detail this in your book?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, and more emotional abuse that you suffered.
Yes, the emotional abuse that I went through. And something happened that, you know, I won't go into now. People can, you know, can read the book. But something happened on that last night that was the ending of that relationship, that it was like a light bulb. And I had been going through this for decades, being, you know, either physically abused or emotionally abused. And something happened to me in that last moment, that last night that I was in that house, that it was almost like this voice in my head saying, "The buck stops here. It stops here." And it was like this movie screen flashing in front of me, and I could just see, you know, my mother running, screaming, my grandmother.
How's your relationship? How are your relationships today?
Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Long time.
Totally different. As I was saying just now, writing this book was a real catharsis for me because even though it was a very arduous journey writing the book, it was also a very rewarding journey because what it did, it freed me to become the woman that I am today, strong, independent, resilient, happy. I mean, I can do my happy dance now.
Well, the book is Monkey on My Back. Of course, we're talking to Debbie Morgan, and I'm so glad that you focus on...
Ghost Mama-in-Law.
I know. We are loving you on Power.
And did you guys catch that slap this week?
Yes, last week?
You slapped Tasha. Oh, my goodness. Said she was stupid. She didn't know what she was doing.
Tom, you know what they say. I brought you in this world. I take you out.
Yes, you did.
You are stupid, girl. You ain't got no smarts. You just ran that man into the arms of another woman.
Thank you for this book, Debbie. And
thank you for waking up with us this morning. I do a one-woman show based upon the book. And I'm
what's the website, Debbie?
2015 National Black Theater Festival, the first week of August.
Oh, nice.
All right, we'll be there.